the Hall of Famer and our favorite Chicago Bear joins us every week before the Bears game. Hamp, it's brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. But Hamp, how do you explain the Bears' record right now? Is it talent? Is it luck? Is it coaching?
Well, it's a combination of all of it. And anytime, you know, a lot of positive things happen, whether it's in business and, you know, school, whatever, hey, there's a lot of people doing the right thing over and over and over again to become consistent. And, you know, there at the top, you know, I always say the football gods are always on our shoulders. We're going to need a couple of them on our shoulders as we go to Philadelphia this weekend, because this team, they did a lot of stuff the right way a year ago. They went and won a Super Bowl. So, you know, they've still got the backbone of that team. They've struggled a little bit last week. You know, they blew a game. I still find it incredibly hard to believe that you could have a 21-point, you know, 21-0 lead and lose a football game. Well, they're going to be as mad as Andy Mazur after he gets no turkey tomorrow night.
So you played in Philly when, you know, the fans have always been some of the surliest fans in the nation. We talked about this last week. Does that have an impact when you walk into a stadium?
In a way it does. Sure. You know, I mean, this is like Thunderdome on the old Mad Max series. And, you know, see, and it's not so much that the fans bother you, but they go crazy if the team is not playing well, the Eagles aren't playing well. And so the football players know there's hell to play if they don't get things going. So they always play better because of the nuttiness of the crowd. Now, all that being said, you know, we are kind of go back to your early question and say, are we really that good? Well, you know, we've won a number of games. The way you have to do it, by, you know, just obviously, you know, getting more points and holding the other team. You know, some of those games came down to the last seconds. All that, it doesn't matter now. We're 8-3, and we have a chance to show if indeed we really are a legitimate football team. Again,
wow.
Philadelphia, they're a good team, but they're not the same. And, you know, our very best effort can get a victory. Will we bring that? Are we capable of giving our best effort? We really haven't seen it. This team still has a lot of ceiling. There's a lot, you know, better play days ahead for our quarterback, for our receivers, for our defensive line. There's a lot of guys can improve their play, and if they do it tomorrow, we got a chance.
Yeah. Tony DeNardis is in the sports anchor chair. Kevin has this week off. Tony, what's your question for Dan Hampton?
Yeah, Hamp, I was going to ask, you know, the Eagles, kind of like the Bears, have had some injury struggles. I know Saquon Barkley hasn't been as explosive this year as he has been in the past, but he's questionable to play. Devontae Smith missed practice the last couple days. So the Bears have played a lot of close games that probably shouldn't have been as close, and those teams have had people that are out, and we're going to see that again with the Eagles, but I think it's not going to be easy again, even though they may be depleted with their roster, because we know how good they can be.
Well, and Tony, there's always been kind of a maxim. There's about three games a year that it's all hands on deck. We got to win. We need to win, and there's not, you know, any excuses. We got to win. Tomorrow, on Friday, that seems like the type of game this is shaping up to be. Now, we're going to see a lot about what's going on in the rest of the NFL tomorrow, you know, with the Packers and Detroit playing and this and that. But when you get right down to it, Philadelphia does not want to lose two games, and especially one at home to a possible playoff contender. So, and you mentioned it. They got some injuries. Their offensive line is riddled with a bunch of guys that are playing hurt or kind of hurt, and they're really not playing very well. But Saquon Barkley has only two rushes all year that has gone for more than 20 yards. Only one for more than 40. Whereas at this time last year, he had 17 rushes for at least 20 yards and 7 for at least 40. So obviously that is an illustration of how dysfunctional that offense is this year compared to last year. And if I'm the Bears, I'm saying to myself, okay, the Eagles won last year, but that's ancient history. Today is today. Let's go on there and give them the what for. Let's find a way to win. And, man, that would be one great statement.
Hamp, last night I walked in the living room. The husband had HBO on. I said, what are you watching? And HBO documentary premiered a show last night re-examining and looking back at the Super Bowl shuffle. Boy, 40 years ago. It seems like forever ago. Are you guys tired of that? You tired about hearing it and people re-examining it and continuing to bring it up? Or are you proud of that?
No, the Rolling Stones still play Honky Tonk Woman. I mean, one thing is, you know, I didn't want to do it at the time, but I was kind of like, I don't want to say, you know, willfully, you know, agreeing with them. Go ahead and do it. I'm not going to do it, but go ahead. And it's like, you know, go ahead and jump. I'm not going to. Well, they did. And in an abstract way, they showed some courage. And over the years, it has been part of the urban legend. So, hey, if they can get a few more, you know, clicks and looks at, you know, the old Super Bowl shuffle, God bless them.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I was intrigued by were the numbers they were sharing about how it, we all know it was a pop culture phenomenon, but how well it did on the charts. I had forgotten that it actually was blazing up through the charts back then, the record charts, the video charts.
And part of the reason of why I didn't want to do it, I think the guy's name was Dick Foxworthy or something. Anyway, the thing made $30 million. Nobody got a nickel.
Oh.
Guess what? So,
wow.
I mean, it was supposed to be for feeding the needy and the hungry. And I don't know if, you know, 10% of it ever made it to that destination. But I do know this. When we look back and listen to it, you shake your head and smile because it was a moment in time and everybody loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you won the Super Bowl. So what is your prediction for the Bears this weekend? Well, on Friday.
Well, I'm just telling you this. I know, you know, a championship team still has the fiber to do what they think they need to do. And I think they need to win this. But the Bears can find a way if they all play that best game of the season. We haven't seen it yet. If we do, we got a chance. Right now, I'm picking Philly in a close one.
All right. You got it from Hamp. We'll be listening on Friday.
All right. Can't wait. OB and I go pregame 1-2, and then let the war begin. We'll see you then. Go, Bears.
Hamp and OB, 1-2, pregame, and then the postgame right here on 720 WGN.